In a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood known for its poverty and gangs, growing up can be tough. That's especially true for Garfield High School student Marco Antonio Aguilar.
My freshman year, everything went bad. I hated the school.
Aguilar says he had the wrong friends, often skipped school, and even got into fights. The school suspended him, and he almost had to go to a school for problem students. But a talk with his mom woke him up.
What also sparked the fire more was, with the help of the teachers that I received and knowing that they did care about me, that really, the school did really help me.
You don't have to suspend kids. It doesn't get you anywhere. It's not even expensive. It's very simple. Connect with students.
Garfield High School principal Jose Huerta says when he first arrived here more than 4 years ago, the dropout rate was above 50%, and there were close to 700 suspensions a year. He says most of the suspensions were for behavioral problems, which school officials call willful defiance.
It could be from chewing gum, from in class, sticking gum under the thing.
Huerta changed the discipline policy. Those with willful defiance issues are no longer suspended. Instead, they first talk to a teacher, then a parent may get involved, and eventually a support group if needed. Garfield High now has an 85% graduation rate, and the school has changed.
The reason we don't see vandalism or anything is because now there's a connection with our students. They respect us dearly, and we respect them. And I tell them I love them. Every time we have an assembly, remember, guys, I love you, and we love you. And they all respond with an applause because they don't always get that.
Punishments for behavioral problems were decided by each school in this urban district. But last year, the Los Angeles Unified School District banned suspensions for willful defiance issues. School Superintendent John Dacey.
Far too many suspensions and far, far too many suspensions for black and brown youth.
Suspending and expelling students for nonviolent behaviors comes at great cost to both students and their communities.
The U.S. Departments of Education and Justice recently called on schools to find alternatives to suspensions for nonviolent behaviors. Dan Lowson of the Civil Rights Project at UCLA says while 60% of secondary schools in the U.S. do not have high suspension rates, those who do are often in poor black or Latino neighborhoods.
The schools that suspend high numbers of kids, they don't have better achievement, and they don't have better graduation rates.
United Teachers Los Angeles President Warren Fletcher says while suspending a student should never be a first option, taking the option away completely is not the solution either.
If you take it off the table, if you make it so that a school essentially doesn't have that option at all, in an environment of ballooning class sizes and deep, deep cuts to student mental health, it creates a pressure cooker environment in a school, and that's not good for anyone.
While the number of suspensions nationwide seems to be decreasing, many educators say a more permanent solution is to pair changes in discipline with more funding to provide support for the students so they can succeed like Aguilar, who plans to go to college when he graduates this year. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
And what's the denominator?